and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Another huge wind-driven wildfire has erupted in the mountains north of Los Angeles and Santa Clarita. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna on the Hughes Fire.
We have approximately 31,000 people who are affected by our evacuation orders. Another 23,000 that are impacted by evacuation warnings.
CBS News correspondent Andres Gutierrez is in Santa Clarita.
The fire has burned through over 9,400 acres, and it is climbing towards that 10,000 mark. And so if that happens, it'll be the third fire within 15 days that has seen over 10,000 acres being burned.
The Trump administration is preparing to send troops to the southern border, as CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick reports.
The Pentagon will begin deploying up to 1,500 active duty troops in the coming days. The order will be signed by the acting defense secretary. The Homeland Security Department is also preparing to begin targeted raids in cities with high numbers of undocumented immigrants.
In Washington, the House has passed a bill requiring detainment of unauthorized migrants accused of theft and violent crimes. A 17-year-old male opened fire in a Nashville high school cafeteria, killing a girl. Details from CBS's Janet Shamlian.
Security officers were on duty at the time.
By the time the SROs got down there, the shooting had stopped and the shooter had shot himself.
The incident comes almost 2 years after the shooting at Nashville's Covenant School, when an armed former student stormed the building, killing six.
Residents in southern states are digging out from heavy snow. In Louisiana, at least 9.5 inches fell in New Orleans, and Governor Jeff Landry is warning residents to take it easy on the roads.
Our biggest threat on that roadway now is going to be black ice. Which not only can be dangerous, but it can be deadly. We want to ensure that we can get out of this event the next couple of days with a limited number of injuries.
Britain's Prince Harry has claimed a substantial legal victory. Rupert Murdoch's UK tabloids have made an unprecedented apology for intruding in his life over decades, and they agreed to pay substantial damages to settle his privacy invasion lawsuit. Prince Harry's lawyer, David Sherborne.
This represents a vindication for the hundreds of other claimants who were strong-armed into settling without being able to get to the truth of what was done to them.
Murdoch's company also acknowledged intruding on the life of Harry's mother, Princess Diana. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Community Stories is taking a holiday break for the month of January. I'm your host, Melissa Kay, and the show will be back in February with more stories from your community.
The Bucks game called off due to weather. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks game tonight against the Pelicans has been called off due to the winter weather in New Orleans. The city hit in some areas with up to a foot of snow, making travel for fans in Louisiana treacherous. So the Bucks are returning to Milwaukee. They'll host the Miami Heat at 6:30 tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. And the NBA says the game against the Pelicans will be rescheduled at a later date. College basketball. Badgers returning after losing at UCLA 85-83. Marquette with an easy win over Seton Hall, 76-59. NFL, the Chicago Bears introducing their new head coach, Ben Johnson, who has been the offensive coordinator of the Lions the past three seasons.
I've got tremendous amount of respect for the coaches and the players in this league. Dan Campbell, Kevin O'Connell, you're talking about two guys that are up for Coach of the Year awards. And to be quite frank with you, I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
That's the Bears' new head coach, Ben Johnson, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Netflix is raising its rates again by $2.50 a month, regardless of plan. This comes despite the streamer adding 18 million new subscribers in the fourth quarter of 2024. Why would they raise their rates while adding so many subscribers? You'll love this. Netflix says they have to raise their rates to make more content. Yes, they think we aren't very bright. I would have thought they were using that extra money to fix buffering issues from celebrity boxing matches and NFL games. Suits is proving to be one of the most bingeable shows on TV. It now has a popular spinoff called Suits LA, Clever. The show has just announced a slew of guest stars who will appear during the first season, which includes stand-up comedian Patton Oswalt, Fear the Walking Dead's Maggie Grace, and Brian Baumgartner, who played Kevin on The Office. Suits LA premieres February 23rd on USA. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered flurries with clearing late, a low close to zero. Sunny and colder tomorrow, a high only of 10 above, but low 20s with sun Friday. Partly sunny but warm for January into the weekend, highs upper 20s.
Currently we're at 15.
Maggie Dawn.
Trump threatened to imprison local police if they do not help the feds with his deportation raids. I fought back when Trump tried to do this the last time. We discuss next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Donald Trump's executive orders have not been, at least as far as I can tell, really thoroughly examined in much of our media. So let's just take a look at some of them. First of all, they renamed Schedule F the Schedule Policy / Career. But basically, it's the same thing. This is one of his executive orders, which is saying that the senior levels of our seniors of our civil service are no longer civil service jobs. They are now political appointees. So he can basically decapitate agency heads, get professional scientists, professional sociologists, professionals in every field, right? Engineers, whatever, fire them and replace them with ideological toadies. He also banned any recognition of transgender status and, across the federal government. I'll get to that in more detail in just a moment. Aaron, from Aaron in the Morning over on Substack, has written a brilliant piece about that. But here are some of the, he shut down CBP-1 app, which allowed immigrants to schedule asylum hearings get entry into the country. He just shut that down. He has suspended all refugee admissions, which, by the way, is starting to it's leaving some Afghan refugees in the lurch, people who worked with us in the Afghanistan war. He's declared an emergency on the southern border so our military can take part in policing it. He has, through executive order, begun the construction of detention facilities, the wall on the southern border, and taking other actions to effectuate mass deportations. He's designated foreign cartels as terrorist organizations. That, I'm not sure, is a terrible thing. He's launched an attack on birthright citizenship. He's rescinded numerous orders and policies of the Biden administration. For example, the Biden health initiatives to lower prescription drug prices, that's gone. To make cell therapy treatments more accessible to Medicaid recipients, that's gone. To make gene therapy treatments available to Medicaid and Medicare recipients, gone. A Biden executive order guiding safe and responsible AI development, gone. A Biden executive order expanding voter access and voter registration, gone. Of course, Republicans don't want people to vote. A Biden order creating a task force to reunite separated families, gone. A Biden order establishing pay equity, gender and race in federal contracting, gone. A Biden order creating a council on transnational organized crime, gone. You wonder who lobbied him for that one, huh? Removing the United States from the Paris Climate Agreement, removing the United States from the World Health Organization, temporarily suspending all foreign aid. A second order accuses prior intelligence officials of allegedly trying to influence U.S. elections in 2020. What they're talking about is the Hunter Biden laptop controversy. Apparently, this is a setup to go after some federal officials who pointed out that this was a scam. An order titled Unleashing America's Energy, which opens up federal lands, halts offshore wind development, revokes Biden's orders involving promoting clean energy, protecting forests, and it eliminates the electric vehicle mandate, protects, it eliminates reports and studies highlighting the costs and risk of greenhouse gases and carbon. It maximizes oil and gas development in Alaska, renames Alaska's Mount Denali as Mount McKinley, renames the Gulf of Mexico as the Gulf of America. Good luck with that. The TikTok order, which is the TikTok law, this executive order says that the federal government should not enforce the law, which is pretty shocking when you think about it, because the law is quite clear. TikTok should not be operating in the United States right now under the law. Now, Republicans are very quickly trying to write a new law, but still, I mean, you know, this is the law right now, but what can you say? Meanwhile, his huge anti-trans executive order, this just starts out vicious. This is section one, purpose. Across the country, ideologues who deny the biological reality of sex have increasingly used legal and other socially coercive means to permit men to self-identify as women and gain access to intimate single-sex spaces and activities designed for women, from women's domestic abuse shelters to women's workplace showers. This is wrong. Efforts to eradicate the biological reality of sex fundamentally attack women by depriving them of their dignity, safety, and well-being. This is Orwellian. I mean, it's literally turning the world upside down. What they're asserting is that men who transition to being women, trans women, are doing so that they can prey on biologically born women, for lack of a better phrase, so that they can be sexual predators. And in fact, that is, to the best of my knowledge, never the case, and if not entirely never the case, so vanishingly rare. I can't recall a single instance of a trans person being accused of actually, you know, being a man trying to look at women or rape women or whatever. I mean, it's just complete BS. He continues, accordingly, my administration will defend women's rights and protect freedom of conscience. This is from a guy who's been accused of rape by over 20 women and adjudicated as a sexual abuser by a jury of his peers. By the way, all those rants have no legal basis, no legal strength. And then it goes on to say, female means a person belonging at conception to the sex that produces the large reproductive cell. Male means a person belonging at conception to the sex that produces the small reproductive cell. And as I pointed out earlier, either we are all women at conception or we are all non-binary at conception. Across heavily Republican states, this is often referred to as a women's bill of rights, this kind of language. This echoes stuff that has been done in a couple of states already. The Department of Education could use this definition to exclude transgender women from Title IX protection. The Veteran Affairs could use it to change bathroom signs to based on perceived biological sex. Section 3 of the order mandates that those definitions be applied in the interpretation of, quote, all statutes, regulations, and guidance, as well as in agency business documents and communications. In other words, erase trans people from all federal law, essentially, all federal protections. It mandates the passports, Section D of that mandates that passports, visas, and global entry cards must reflect sex as defined in the earlier section of the order. In other words, as at the moment of conception. So apparently our passports now have to say that we are all non-binary. Aaron notes, last year Florida's, this is Aaron in the Morning over on Substack. Last year, Florida's Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles announced that gender changes would no longer be allowed on driver's licenses under a single policy, warning that misrepresenting one's gender on your driver's license could constitute fraud. Similar measures have also been enacted in Texas and Kansas. There's another section. This is section 4. It's titled Privacy and Intimate Spaces. And basically, it locks trans women out of detention facilities, prisons, and bathrooms, and prohibits federal funding for gender-affirming care. In Florida, they put this into law a year or so ago, and Aaron notes, quote, they have had trans women have had their heads forcibly shorn, feminine items confiscated, and been subject to government-mandated conversion therapy. In one Florida case, a judge went so far as to describe transgender inmates as individuals experience, quote, short-term delusions. Several sections of the executive order reference the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, the EEOC, saying that they're going to try to weaponize that agency against transgender people. The final section of the executive order is a sweeping rollback of several positive pieces of guidance issued by the Biden administration regarding LGBTQ plus protections. It rescinds Title IX guidance, guidance to schools, addressing anti-queer bullying and protections for intersex youth. It reverses guidance on workplace protections, eliminates other workplace protection guidelines, and underscores the administration's intent to dismantle federal protections for LGBTQ plus people. So here we are. It's the beginning of the end, right? This is it. This is the boom coming down on the queer community. And just like Hitler did, they're starting with the trans people. Of course, you know, the smallest, least powerful minority in America. Surprise, surprise. Thank you, Bishop Marion Buddy. I got to share this with you right after the break. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back. Stay with us, please.
Everyone, if you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-550-7400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-550-7400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-550-7400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
They told us a story, said it was ours to own. A house, a job, a place to call home. Our fathers and mothers worked their hands to the bone. Believed in a promise, never felt so alone. Now it's the betrayal of the American dream. What we once held high is unraveling at the seams. From the factories to the fields, we're losing ground. While the ones at the top, they just doubled down. The betrayal of the American dream. They've stolen. Wages kept low, millionaires buying out what they don't even know. They talk about freedom, but it comes at a cost. And the soul of a nation is everything we've lost. This is the betrayal of the American dream.
Welcome back. So thank you, Bishop Marion Budd, or Buddy, I guess is how her name is pronounced. I'm just going to play this clip. This is just breathtaking. Donald Trump and J.D. Vance and their wives and many of the people who will be in their cabinet were sitting in the front row of this Episcopal Church in Washington, D.C., and this bishop, Marion Budd, had this to say. Check this out.
Let me make one final plea, Mr. President. Millions have put their trust in you. And as you told the nation yesterday, you have felt the providential hand of a loving God. In the name of our God, I ask you to have mercy upon the people in our country who are scared now. There are gay, lesbian, and transgender children in Democratic, Republican, and independent families, some who fear for their lives. And the people who pick our crops and clean our office buildings, who labor in poultry farms and meat packing plants, who wash the dishes after we eat in restaurants and work the night shifts in hospitals, they may not be citizens or have the proper documentation. But the vast majority of immigrants are not criminals. They pay taxes and are good neighbors. They are faithful members of our churches and mosques, synagogues, wadara, and temples. I ask you to have mercy, Mr. President, on those in our communities whose children fear that their parents will be taken away, and that you help those who are fleeing war zones and persecution in their own lands to find compassion and welcome here. Our God teaches us that we are to be merciful to the stranger, for we were all once strangers in this land.
So there you go. Donald Trump responded by calling her a radical left hardline Trump hater. Apparently, he's never heard of Jesus or Jesus' teachings. He says she is not very good at her job. She was nasty in tone and not compelling or smart. And apart from her inappropriate statements, the service was very boring and uninspiring. You know, the more Trump, you know, kicks his little feet and waves his little hands and whines and complains, the more you know he feels stung. And I think that stung him to the core. Certainly J.D. Vance kept, you know, poking his wife and you know, trying to get a response. Like, he's like, here she goes again. And his wife was not having it, which I thought was interesting. Meanwhile, Danielle Hegseth, Pete Hegseth's sister-in-law, just submitted a sworn affidavit yesterday to senators saying that when he was married to his second wife, Samantha Hegseth, that she feared for her safety. This is, remember when his mother sent him a letter calling him an abuser of women? That was when he was getting divorced from Samantha Hegseth. And in this letter, she said, I have chosen to come forward publicly at significant personal sacrifice because I am deeply concerned by what Hegseth's confirmation would mean for our military and our country, because I have been assured that making this public statement will ensure that certain senators who are still on the fence will vote against Hegseth's confirmation. But for that assurance, I would not subject myself or others referred to in this statement to the public scrutiny this statement is likely to cause. She says, I have personally observed Hegseth's erratic and aggressive behavior over many years. And she talks about how his wife had to hide in closets from him, that when he was drinking, he was extraordinarily abusive. His wife, his ex-wife now, has come out and said that there was no physical violence during the marriage, but she hasn't spoken of emotional or sexual violence or any of the other kinds of violence that often happen in these kind of things. Hegseth's attorney has called Danielle Hegseth an anti-Trump, far-left Democrat. Right. If this guy becomes the Secretary of Defense, I think we're in for a world coup. It's going to make it a very dangerous time.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I'll be right back with your calls. What's on your mind? Stay tuned.
Watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help.
They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Red flag warnings for wind are in effect as a new fire rages in northern Los Angeles County. CBS's Andres Gutierrez.
The winds were not as strong as they were a little over 2 weeks ago during the Pacific Palisades and the Eaton fires. However, it is extremely dry in this area, extremely low humidity in the single digits, and that fueled this fire.
CBS's Cammie McCormick reports 1,500 active duty troops are being sent to the southern border.
They'll join 2,500 National Guard forces already stationed in the area, and they're expected to provide logistical support to Border Patrol agents, like building barriers.
In Nashville, a 17-year-old male shot and killed a girl at Antioch High School before taking his own life. Mayor Freddie O'Connell.
It is impossibly difficult to be here once again dealing with the devastation of gun violence in one of our school communities.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fans of Abbott Elementary, which should include everyone, will be excited to hear that the show has been renewed for a fifth season. News comes on the heels of good winter ratings and a crossover episode with It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia that drew over 8 million viewers. The show is about an underfunded inner-city Philadelphia public school and has great laughs. Abbott Elementary airs Wednesday nights at 7:30 on ABC. Star Wars might be about to get a little more dreamy. Sure, Deadpool and Wolverine director Sean Levy is on board to helm, and people seem happy with the script. But it's the rumors that Ryan Gosling will lead the cast that's gotten everyone excited. If Gosling signs on, the film will start principal photography very soon, according to The Hollywood Reporter. In other Star Wars news, The Mandalorian and Grogu is headed to theaters summer of 2026. Anyone else having trouble keeping these films straight? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks game called off due to weather. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks game tonight against the Pelicans has been called off due to the winter weather in New Orleans. The city hit in some areas with up to a foot of snow, making travel for fans in Louisiana treacherous. So the Bucks are returning to Milwaukee. They'll host the Miami Heat at 6:30 tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. And the NBA says the game against the Pelicans will be rescheduled at a later date. College basketball. Badgers returning after losing at UCLA 85-83. Marquette with an easy win over Seton Hall, 76-59. NFL, the Chicago Bears introducing their new head coach, Ben Johnson, who has been the offensive coordinator of the Lions the past three seasons.
I've got tremendous amount of respect for the coaches and the players in this league. Dan Campbell, Kevin O'Connell, you're talking about two guys that are up for Coach of the Year awards. And to be quite frank with you, I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
That's the Bears' new head coach, Ben Johnson, with sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered flurries with clearing late, a low close to zero. Sunny and colder tomorrow, a high only of 10 above, but low 20s with sun Friday. Partly sunny but warm for January into the weekend, highs upper 20s.
Currently we're at 15.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
can you
tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks.
are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first.
Wait, have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he's driving, he's going...
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Robert Pilot from Native Roots Radio joins us to talk about President Biden's pardon of Leonard Peltier. Also, this shouldn't be a thing. I hope you can join us.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today. That's FFRF, like Freedom From Religion Foundation. ffrf.us/Hartman with two N's. Or text Hartman, my last name, to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply. That's ffrf.us/Hartman with two N's. Or Hartman to 511-511. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour, and remarkable stuff. All right, what's on your mind today? Roger in Seattle. Hey, Roger, what's up?
Before I get to my subject, have you done a rant on the difference between migrants and refugees? If not, Pramila Jayapal would be a good source, since I had worked with her shortly after 9/11 when she was head of a group that helped migrants here in Seattle. So if you don't have a rant yet on that, since that's one of Trump's major issues, I highly suggest that.
Yeah, now, I have, in answer to your question, Roger. I've written about it at some length. I've talked about it on the program. Refugees, you know, not only is there international law, but there's also federal law that says that we must admit a certain number of refugees, you know, under certain circumstances. Migrants, on the other hand, we have no obligation to take in. There's a world of difference between the two.
And for the Trumpites to say, oh, they're the ones that are drug dealers. Well, no, refugees have been in the UN camps for years and years. So yeah. If it's not a very wise cartel that waits 5 years to get their product to the United States.
Yep, I agree.
So anyway, with this suit that one of the three states that joined together on challenging the citizen birth certificate, and then the other 22 states that went on the other suit, and then there's also, I think, several other non-governmental organizations they're suing. I think that that's just a preamble to DACA. So if they can somehow get the Supreme Court to say, oh, well, it's okay to send out citizens of the United States that were born to illegal or people without papers, and then that would pave the way for the people to say, oh, let's send these DACA people out too. So I don't know.
Well, they're already talking about that. The DACA people, the Dreamers, are people who were not born in the United States. They were brought here as, you know, generally pre-language children, you know, children younger than two, three years old. And, you know, English and America are all they've ever known. And I think Trump's going to go after them, too. And the real tragedy is that they trusted Obama and Biden and signed up for the program. And now the federal government has all their information, including where they live and where they work.
Yeah, well, I hope you and other left-wing Democratic people point out the difference between a illegal papered person that commits a crime versus a person that maybe came to the United States illegally when they were younger than 18 and now is contributing and paying taxes to the society. Maybe there's a difference, and maybe there should not just be a blanket of...
I get it, Roger, but Donald Trump is not Ronald Reagan. He's not going to do the right thing. He's not going to do what's, frankly, best for America and what is the humane and decent thing to do. He's catering to basically a right-wing Nazi base, and it's going to continue that way, sadly. Roger, thank you for the call. Excellent point. Carol in Manassas, Pennsylvania. Hey, Carol, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Can you hear me?
Just fine.
Okay. First of all, I want to say that your comment on the rise and fall of the Roman Empire was spot on.
Oh,
I'm sure
week,
that
yeah.
Trump has crossed the Rubicon. I just hope he doesn't take everybody else with him.
Well, he looks like he's trying to.
I'm having a little trouble hearing you. As long as you can hear me, I guess that's all right.
Yeah.
I have a question and a comment. My comment is that I was not surprised when 45 pardoned all of the prisoners. I personally believe that he wants them out because they will help him when he does wreak vengeance on this country. And I believe he will do something violent. And I think he wants them all to be with him.
I agree.
Because he knows their capacity
for violence.
He's
preparing the ground for his brown shirts.
Yes, yes, I believe that. And my question is, the other comment is that I wasn't surprised that he undid everything that Biden did, or tried to anyway, right. That was good for the country, because he absolutely hates Joe Biden.
Well, and I think he hates America. I think he feels like America has never acknowledged his brilliance or his, whatever. And
I lived in New York at the time he was in his prime, and I've hated him since forever. I mean, it was clear to me what he was many, many years ago, decades
ago.
Yeah,
most New Yorkers know. Guys,
yeah, but
a hustler,
my question to you is, I don't understand exactly why he chose the most insane, unqualified cabinet that any president has ever even imagined doing, not that any would have. I would love to know why you think he might have done that, because I can't come up with a good reason why he might have.
Well, he picked them off Fox News, most of them. And Fox News, you know, the criteria to get on Fox News, apparently, is that you've got to be photogenic, you've got to be good looking, you've got to be able to, you know, you got to be articulate. And most important, and this is a requirement in any kind of right-wing media environment these days, you have to be able to and willing to lie with a straight face and a smile on your face. And
that's
true
that
of all of these
me.
People, and or not all of them, but all of the ones who were, you know, with Fox, in my opinion. And because you can't survive in a right wing environment if you're a truth teller. You just can't. You know, ask Brett Baer.
I think you're right on that.
Son,
and the other
Chris
thing
Wallace.
I wanted to say briefly is my husband was a football player in college when he went to Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
And God, I had no idea that 6-foot-tall, handsome guy I'm married to is a woman.
Yeah, or non-binary. There you go. At least according to Trump. Yeah, there you go, Carol.
According to Trump, a lot of things are true that aren't.
Yeah, there you go. Carol, thank you. That was a good one. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye.
Yep. John in Minneapolis. Hey, John, what's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention about Pete Hedzkus, you know, that he is the biggest patronage candidate that I've ever seen. So, you know, DEI,
what
I think
do you
is
mean
a
by that?
Thing. You know, it has brought in so much more talent than people of that level.
Oh.
And, you know, another point that I wanted to make was somebody talked about, you know, the Eisenhower's statement about, you know, in his farewell address about the military-industrial complex, that actually he said military congressional, well, he was going to pick the military-congressional complex. But the budget in 1955, right in the middle of the 50s, it was $44.9 billion for defense, which was 68%. Of the entire budget,
which would probably be roughly equivalent to $400 or $500 billion today. My dad bought a house in 1956. There was $13,000, and it's worth about $100,000 today. So, you know, roughly 10 times, I think.
Yeah. And, you know, what's interesting is that then Kennedy and Johnson, I think they wanted to reduce the top tax rate, But then the Vietnam War started kicking in. So you kind of see that, you know, maybe behind the scenes, the Dulles brothers were like, oh, wow, we got to get rid of the New Deal. We got to get rid of, you know, the Great Society programs. And that just started us off, you know, brought, you know, Reagan in and the Republicans. And we've been in this really Republican neoliberal funk for, you know, over 40 years now. And this is what it's gotten us. This is where we're at. One of the wealthiest countries in the world. And yes, we have to take over the Democratic Party. It's a two-party system. And I've seen where, you know, progressives can do that. In this state, progressives have really made inroads in the DFL, the Democratic Farmer Labor Party, that I never thought would happen, but have. So it's possible. And, you know, it's very difficult. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you just have to persist. It's worth the fight. It's worth the hassle.
It is. Yep.
You know, absolutely. You don't just show up once and go, you know, they're not welcoming me. I think I'm going to go home and, you know, call talk shows and complain. No.
Yeah. That's not how it works. That doesn't do anything. It really doesn't. But
yeah. John, thank you for the call.
Yep.
Spot on. It's 45 minutes past the hour. You know, not to pick on too much on our previous caller, I get his concerns, and he's absolutely right about how the Democratic Party in many ways has failed us. And hopefully we can fix that. But it's going to take all of us. It really does. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you. Stay tuned.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you got to stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high-interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. You know, not much surprises me anymore, and it seems like every day there's something new to worry or have some concern about. With so much out of control, though, one thing you can regain control of is your family's financial future with life insurance through SelectQuote. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that could cost you more and cover you less, while SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. So head over to selectquote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for you and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years' experience, helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. Their slogan, SelectQuote, you shop, they shop, you save. Absolutely right. So to get the right life insurance for you for less, go to selectquote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's selectquote.com/Tom today to get started. Selectquote.com/Tom.
Fear spreads fast and truth takes flight while shadows grow, feeding on fright. Emergency, strip away your voice, twist the laws.
Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Aaron in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Hey, Aaron, what's up?
I think you guys, programs such as yourself, I think you guys might do a good public service if you take 5 minutes out of a week to just highlight Donald Trump's lies for that particular week.
That's a good
suggestion. Like week one, and it's just 5 minutes, like at this time, 1:55, whatever. It'll catch on. And just think about it. Donald Trump has just erased one of the worst domestic violence crimes in our history. Mm-hmm. He just pardoned people. January the 6th, yeah. You can't have a crime if you have no criminals. And maybe it'll catch on. You know, like I say. Wednesday, or maybe you could get one of those bingo machine balls, 200, because he's been president for week one to 202, and just randomly, and just pick a ball on 5 minutes, one day a week.
Yeah.
And on this week,
I will be doing
this
that.
Is what he lied about.
Yeah, I will be doing that in the next hour, and I'm pretty committed to this, Aaron. The mainstream media, he told a whole bunch of lies on his inaugural day, some in his inauguration.
Yeah,
speech.
That was week one.
So, yeah, and you
have a historical record, and you can still do your thing. And this is what he's doing right now.
Yep.
It's a parallel track.
Yep, and the media is completely ignoring it.
It just highlights his mania.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, Aaron. Yeah, spot on. Thank you very much. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, Tom. One thing, it made me realize when you released those 1,500 criminals that if the Democrats take advantage of it, it's like 1,500, what's his name, the guy who was vilified when he was...
Willie Horton?
Which is, Willie Horton, right. It's going to be 1,500 Willie Hortons.
Except they're all white.
And they're also probably going to commit more crimes. And I can't believe that there's people sitting in Congress who are threatened by these people who have to worry about them now. And how this could be allowed to happen. It's insane.
Yeah. Yeah, the son of one of these guys who was released has just gone public saying he's scared to death because his father is abusive and he has guns and he's afraid his father's going to come and kill him or hurt him. I mean, this is grim stuff, Bill. I'm with you. It's bad stuff. Thank you. Mark in South Bend, Indiana. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, Tom, a couple weeks ago we were talking about Trump's emolium. He was doing a watch commercial before he took the oath of office. I heard that watch commercial today. It was on the Dan Patrick Show, which is a national sports broadcast. And my question is to you about that, Tom. Is that law interpreted under the Constitution or U.S. federal code?
To the best of my knowledge, both. the Constitution specifically prohibits presidents from taking any kind of gift from foreign sources. So anti-bribery statutes say you can't take them from domestic sources, but, you know, there's got to be a quid pro quo. To the best of my knowledge, there's no law that says that a president can't make money while in office. It's just been a tradition that presidents have put their assets in blind trusts, you know, to gain the trust of the people, to make people think that they're not operating in their own best interest. Jimmy Carter put his peanut farm in a trust, and the guy who ran the trust, it was a blind trust. Carter had no control over it for 4 years. And as a result, when he got out of the White House, he'd lost a good chunk of his peanut farm. I mean, you know, the guy ran it into the ground. The guy didn't know how to run a peanut farm. Big mistake. But as far as I know, what Trump is doing is probably not illegal, selling watches and stuff like that.
My other question is, how can he sign an executive order that goes against the 14th Amendment, the birthright citizenship?
The 14th Amendment says that if you are born in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, then you are a citizen, right? And Trump and the conservatives, the Republicans, are saying is that subject to the jurisdiction thereof, which was originally put in there to exclude Native Americans, by the way. But that phrase means that if you are in this country without documentation, you are not subject to the jurisdiction of the United States, and therefore you are not a citizen, you cannot become a citizen, and your children cannot become citizens because they're also not subject to the jurisdiction. And I am betting, I wouldn't bet a lot of money on this, but I would bet that this will go to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court will rule in Trump's favor, and you're going to see a substantial change in the way that we enforce that portion of the 14th Amendment. We'll see. We'll see. Mark, thank you for the call. We'll be back on the other side of this break with the third hour of the program. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Everyone, if you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-550-7400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-550-7400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-550-7400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, it's our popcorn pick of the week with our friend Greg Vadney from the Roar Museum in Manitowoc. Then documentary filmmaker Kate Stapleton joins me to talk about her film, which premieres at the Door County Film Festival.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
The excitement.
Oh, he stumped!
Gorzynski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Four San Antonio, Texas police officers were shot in Stone Oak tonight. San Antonio Police Chief William McManus said they were responding to a suicide in progress.
Four officers shot responding to that call. Those officers have between 4 and 8 years on the department.
The officer's injuries are described as non-life-threatening. The suspect is a male in his 40s, not captured at last report. In Nashville's Antioch High School, one student, a girl, was killed and another student was injured before the 17-year-old male shooter took his own life. CBS's Anna Schechter tells us police are investigating online posts possibly written by the shooter.
There was language connected to accelerationism, which is one of the most extreme forms of white supremacy, which calls for violence to destroy society.